WTOP at 10:23.
The nomination of General John Allen to become commander of NATO forces in Europe is now on hold. He is being investigated as part of the sex scandal involving former CIA director David Petraeus and his biographer, Paula Broadwell. Broadwell allegedly sent threatening emails to a Petraeus friend in Florida, Jill Kelly, and Allen is now accused of inappropriate communications with this woman. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. What's this going to mean for his hearing? I know it's postponed, but could this derail the entire thing?
Well, I think the answer is obviously yes. We're in a period right now where we see the convergence of technology, scrutiny, and reality. And the thing about technology is that all of these documents that supposedly have passed between him and Kelly are going to be looked at very closely, very carefully, scrutiny, obviously, and have been by investigators. The FBI supposedly hasn't seen anything that is a federal crime, thus handing it off to the Pentagon to do their own investigation, which suggests some kind of inappropriate activity under Pentagon or military rules. But then you have the reality. You know, the situation with General Petraeus and Allen and many other generals is this. These folks are out there oftentimes isolated, don't have contact with people, family, don't have communication with people, certain people. And so when they do find someone that they can deal with, relate to, engage with on certain levels, on certain matters, they may continue to conduct these kinds of relationships. Now, whether or not it's right, I don't know about that. But this is something that may be the case with him, General Allen, former Director Petraeus, and others.
Can you clarify why it is that the Defense Department is investigating and not the FBI? Why has it been kicked over to the Pentagon?
Because I don't believe the FBI has found anything that constitutes a federal crime. I believe it's because there may have been some kind of inappropriate
communication
between General Allen and Jill Kelly, this unpaid social liaison down at MacDill Air Base in Tampa.
What do we know right now about the communications? It's a large volume of emails that were exchanged, and that has to raise some concern.
That is the volume. That's pretty much what we know. It is the volume of information. But if you think about what her situation does she have access, or would she have access, or be cleared to handle classified information? That's the first thing you have to think about. So if there was any of that kind of stuff being exchanged between them, there would be a problem. What constitutes classified information? Movements, thoughts, sources, and methods. Those kinds of things would be looked at. And another thing that would have to be engaged in terms of this investigation is what kind of relationship was there between the two of them.
WTOP now.